comes the sun, I say it's all right.
PM only on Double Radio 92.7 FM. Call in is always open at 844-967-2789. Welcome back to another show. Today we're here with Felicia, who is a climate activist from Ireland. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, hi, my name is Felicia Zen. I started in the climate movement by beginning an environmental group at my high school, and I've recently had the opportunity to organize with the Dane County Youth Environmental Committee, and I also recently passed a sustainability resolution in McFarland for the McFarland School District.
I was just wondering, could you kind of describe what the sustainability resolution is? And yeah.
Yeah, so McFarland has taken inspiration from a couple of other schools. I know West and Middleton both do this in creating a sustainability resolution that basically guides the school in future projects and curriculum to include sustainability in every step of the process.
That's really cool. Yeah. I honestly don't know a whole lot about our West policy. I was just wondering like how you see like working with different youth organizations and just kind of the how you kind of narrowed down to focusing on something and getting it passed.
So I've had the opportunity to work with a lot of different youth organizations before. So I've organized with the Sunrise Movement, which is national, and then Wisconsin Conservation Voters, which is state level, Dane County Youth Environmental Committee, which is county, and then McFarland High School, which is, you know, my community. And I think that different youth organizations, when you're at those different levels of size, you have a different goal and a different focus. And I found that throughout my time working with all those organizations, the most meaningful time that I spent in the environmental movement was with my local community group, which is the McFarland Eco Club. And that's what led me to creating a sustainability resolution for my school specifically.
That's really cool. Yeah. So on kind of like a local level, how do you think that will kind of like impact? Bring some of the other skills from your from working at the other organizations to kind of like working on the local level, and kind of how does that play out?
I definitely say I entered high school as quite a shy kid. I think that's pretty normal for people. So working with those different organizations like taught me how to talk in front of adults specifically, mm-hmm. and how to be confident in my ideas and just be secure in the knowledge that like what I'm doing is the right thing. And this is something that is important to both me and the community. So all those skills kind of rolled together to helping me with that sustainability resolution, writing it, presenting it, and all of that. And of course I had a ton of help from people that I met along the way, including my co-president of that group, Emily, and my teachers, all the people in the community, so.
Yeah. How did you get involved in the climate movement? Like kind of what sparked your inspiration, or was it kind of easy or difficult to kind of join?
So I would say I've been interested in climate change for a long time. Actually, recently our school does this thing where you write a letter in sixth grade and you send it to your high school senior self. And I had the opportunity to open my letter and I saw that like sixth grade me was talking about climate change even at that age. So I feel like I've had that interest for a long time, but what really inspired me to actually do something about it was my high school biology teacher, Ms. Canoops, who later became the environmental club advisor. And she was the one who pushed me towards thinking that I could actually do something about this issue on my own and that I wasn't powerless against climate change, even though it is like such a huge problem.
Yeah, for sure. That's really interesting that you were like that young too. And it's cool to like look back at that. How do you think your kind of ideology or your thoughts around climate change has evolved from like sixth grade to now?
I definitely will say sixth grade me was a bit of a nihilist. I wrote in my little letter, I was like, you know, in 100 years, we're all going to be living on the moon and eating chemicals because our Earth has been destroyed by climate change. I no longer believe that is going to be true. I think as I grow up and work with all these different people, I have a lot of hope that things are going to change and that we're actually going to be able to do something about climate change, not like reverse it completely right away, but like I think that we're taking important steps that will hopefully lead to a better resolution.
Yeah, for sure. I don't know if that like comment, I guess, is like a sweet comment because you were very passionate about this, or whether it was just like a very, I don't know, less hopeful. But I'm wondering, do you feel like you found hope because you were able to be around people who also kind of believed in the same movement, or like being able to take action, or kind of like, where do you think the hope kind of came from?
One thing that the hope came from is just seeing how many young people are like interested in climate change now and interested in learning more about it. 2 months ago, I had the chance to lead a bunch of fifth graders through the Trash Lab, which is this interactive display put on by the Dane County Landfill. And they were like telling me stuff about climate change that I didn't even know as they were going through this exhibit. And I just think that kids these days, like, they're really knowledgeable and they want to learn more. So that gives me a lot of hope for what the future is going to look like.
Yeah, for sure. I think also just kind of like the education, I think now we have a better grasp on what we're kind of telling kids, and knowing that they like, it really does make an impact to what they're able to do. Do you remember kind of like what you learned about climate change when you were younger?
Yeah. I do remember that when I was younger, it was like climate change was a problem, but it wasn't like the biggest issue facing us. You know what I mean? Like they kind of presented it as, oh, at the end of the school year, we'll devote like maybe 1 week to talking about climate change. And then, you know, you're off to the summer, and no one was really paying attention because we're ready to like be on summer break and all of that. But now I think they definitely take a lot more time to really emphasize the importance of it.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that's kind of like with the kind of rise of the youth climate movement, or do you think that's like specific? I don't know, I guess. Yeah.
I definitely think that there's a lot more demand from younger people to learn more about climate change, and the teachers are meeting that demand because I think that they also want to provide us with this information. I know that Ms. Knoops, she is really passionate about teaching climate change, and she actually like went forward and created a whole new class just so that she could teach kids more about the environment. And I think that teachers have always wanted that. And when they see that demand from the students, then they're motivated to do more.
Mm-hmm. Were you able to take that class, or is that something that's more new?
It's actually being offered for the first time next year. So I congratulate all the young McFarland students for getting to take that class.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was also wondering, I know you kind of talked about like learning about climate change when you were much younger too. I don't know, for me, and this might just be me specifically, but I feel like I didn't have like the idea, the ideology around like intersectionality and climate change when I was younger. I was wondering if that's something that's always been a part of what you've learned about with climate change, or if that's something that you kind of evolved into.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely agree. It's like, climate change isn't just a science issue. It's also a history problem. It's also like talking about all sorts of different areas. And I don't think I really thought about the intersectionality of climate change until I got involved in the climate change movement and actually started meeting all these people. And they were telling me these different perspectives. And I was like, wow, this is really interesting. And one great thing is, like a couple of months ago, I had the opportunity to be on a Wisconsin Conservation Voters panel or something like that. And this girl, she came on and she talked about how climate change affected community building and how like their community was facing food scarcity and stuff. And I think that was a really interesting perspective to take that wasn't necessarily explored in school.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, so I guess like in terms of like intersectionality, I guess what do you see is kind of, is that something that you see in a lot of the different youth organizations, or is that something more that you see with certain organizations?
I definitely think youth organizations have a way to go in terms of intersectionality, because I do have concerns that some of our organizations aren't as open or as accessible as possible for people. But I think part of that also comes with how young we are and how new to organizing we are. But I do know that we can do better, and I do hope that we can do better in the future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. You mentioned, I know you talked about McFarland, but also I was wondering with DCYEC, which is Dane County Youth Environmentalist Committee, I believe. what are some of the projects that you have done, or kind of like the individual projects that you've done through that organization?
Yeah, so DCYEC I see as more of like a forum for people who are organizing in their own communities to collaborate and work with each other and learn from each other, which I think is wonderful. I don't think we've done a ton of like straight up group actions yet. I know that a lot of schools have collaborated with each other, but I do see that growing in the future because we're moving towards doing more group actions. For McFarland Eco Club, what I'm most proud of is the sustainability resolution. Obviously, I think we all worked really hard to get that passed. And we've also recently started planting a native plant garden at our school. And I see that as not only an opportunity to collect rainfall and improve the ecosystem of our school, but also to teach more students about like biodiversity and stuff, which I think is really important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it kind of brings in that education piece as well. I think one thing that we've kind of, or I've tried to bring on, is more different opinions from different organizations. And I know, mm-hmm. like with youth organizations, I think I was talking to someone, I think, and, you know, not all youth organizations are the same, and they have a lot of different approaches. What would you say are some of the different approaches that you've seen to youth climate action?
Yeah, again, I've been a part of a lot of different organizations, and I think every organization has their own unique approach. For example, like when I was organizing with Sunrise, it was very out loud, and it was very like focused on a national scale. Like they were building a movement and a revolution, you know what I mean? So that's very different than what I do in my community. When I think about McFarland Eco Club, I think of it as more like we're doing outreach. We're talking to people, we're learning about their lives, and we're working on like improving the climate together within our community. And both of those are incredibly important, but they're also very different approaches. And DCYEC is more of a forum, open forum for people to talk to each other and learn more. And then the Wisconsin Conservation Voters, I think, is more of like, it's a more well-rooted organization in our community. They definitely have like more established, and I think they have a different role as well in terms of education and such.
Yeah, for sure. And I know we're delve deeper into that after this break. Thank you so much.